this powerful niggardry at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 80 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig.
I command our black nigger soul back to the depths of hell.
Ted is going to join us tonight, and we're going to announce the winners of last month's Nigger Mugshot Scavenger Hunt.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
Man, I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Well, you said you're having an uneventful weekend, but you guys are hosting a cocktail party this afternoon.
Yeah, we're really good friends with the neighbors on the side of us and across the street, so we rotate houses.
Well, that's nice.
We'll sit in their backyard one Saturday or one Sunday, and we'll do the other neighbors one Saturday or one Sunday, and it's our turn.
What happens when it's the nigger neighbor's turn? You just sit around and drink malt liquor? Eat watermelons?
We don't hang out with the nigger neighbors.
You have nigger neighbors?
There's one about six houses down. I actually posted about them when the cops raided them.
For what?
Oh, so I happened to step out front. It was like 2 days before Christmas. I happened to step out front. And yeah. Dude, there is 15, 20 cop cars from three different cities.
Dang.
Like, streets blocked off. They got AR-15s drawn. You know, they're what? Like leaning over. Yeah, they're leaning over the hood with the rifles pointed at the house. So, I'm like, whoa. So I get the neighbors cross street. I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, we don't know. So they come outside. And so we're all sitting there watching. And there had to be 40 or 50 cops. There was like SWAT vehicles there. And every nigger out of that house, threw them in the back of the car and hauled them off. And so we figured it was drugs, right?
Yeah.
Because you're the only niggers on the street.
Right.
What had happened was Mommy Sal has some 20-something daughter. And she got a son, too. And the daughter got in a brawl with her boyfriend a couple cities away. So she picked up the phone and called Mommy, or Mammy. So Mammy ran down there with a hatchet and a pistol.
Whoa.
And the hatchet didn't scare the buck off. So she started firing rounds in the air like a fucking genius. And sure, the cops show up. The cops from that city show up. She jumps in her hoopty and high speed chases it through three cities. And meantime, they're getting every cop from the neighboring city and the first city and the city I live in. And she leads them straight to her house, opens the garage, drives in and closes the garage and figures, oh, they'll just go away. So they pulled everybody out of that house at gunpoint and hauled them all off.
Oh, man.
I know.
Maybe if I pull into my driveway and close the garage door,
they won't know I'm in here.
They'll never figure it out. I outsmarted them all.
Yeah, but I guess she had skipped out on a hearing or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she never went to jail because I still see her around. But we had a bounty hunter patrolling the neighborhood for a couple days because we didn't know who this guy was. There was a guy, like, sleeping in his car with all the windows tinted, blacked out.
Oh, yeah.
With the engine running. So we called the cops, like, oh, hey, don't worry about it. We know about that guy. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being a bounty hunter. I guess they were worried about her not showing up for trial or something.
Maybe it was was there a name for the guys that would go capture runaway slaves?
Nigger hunters? I don't know.
That would be a great reality show. Like if we brought back slavery, have these guys come and hunt down all the niggers and lay traps for them and stuff.
It'd be hard, man. Just fence off of Oakland and just start scooping them up with a bucket of dumping them in containers and putting them back on a ship.
You know, if we had slaves nowadays, you'd probably have like a UPC symbol on each one. So you could just scan your nig.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be in white ink.
This is Whitey Ford, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Okay, so we got a doozy of a story here posted by SC Anemia this
week. All right. Nice. Let's hear it.
This bigger buck tried to outrun the police helicopter in a stolen golf cart. Maybe he thought he'd be famous like OJ with his Bronco doing 5 miles an hour down the freeway.
Well, as soon as this episode comes out, he probably will be famous.
All right, here we go. A suspected car thief has failed in an attempt to outrun a police helicopter in a golf cart.
Was it like a high-speed golf cart?
I don't know. What do those things do? Maybe 15, 20 miles an hour if the battery's fresh?
I think so. I wonder how far you can get on one full charge.
I don't know. Them old folks drive them all around Florida in their retirement communities.
That's true.
I mean, they got to go from like their mobile home to the clubhouse and, you know, to the grocery store and back.
Maybe his plan was to just, like, out-fuel the helicopter. Because helicopter fuel is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe he thought if he could just keep it up long enough, they'd turn around and go home.
No. When you see a picture of this guy, I don't think he was thinking at all. I don't think he has that capability.
I've seen this picture. He looks like he's got, a black glove on his head. Like, you know how people blow up a medical glove and put it on their head and act like a chicken? That's what he looks like.
He looks like he's got IQ of dirt.
IQ of dirt. So what? All right, so he stole a car.
Yeah. Police in Florida arrested Jerome Inman after an auto theft crime spree in Martin County, which involved several suspects. Hmm. A group of men burglarized a number of vehicles before making a getaway in a car stolen from a petrol station, which they later crashed. Shocker. The 25-year-old suspect then made off on foot, busting out of a wooded area at the Hammock Creek Golf Club in Palm City. He then stole a golf cart from golfers after telling them he had a gun.
Yo, give me the...
Surprised these old dudes didn't beat the shit out of him with their 9-irons.
I got a 9mm.
Well, I've got a 9-iron, nigger. And it's going right up your butt.
I will get my deposit back, motherfucker.
No, they probably said, go ahead, just take it.
Yeah, you ain't getting out of here. The place is fenced, you dumb nigger.
Yeah. How far is he going to get on a golf cart anyway? I'd have been like, sure, here's the keys, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, you'll get to the 18th hole and then the course ends, stupid. Newly released aerial video shows Mr. Inman surrendering to officers not far from the 7th hole of the course on Sunday.
Oh, he got pretty far.
Yeah. Well, it didn't say where he jacked it from. Was it like the tee off at the first hole or the second hole?
And which, you know, yeah, which cheese was it? Was it the women's one or the men's? Or the niggers? There should be one for niggers.
Their head is the golf tee. Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Yeah.
He was charged with grand theft auto. He should have been charged with grand theft golf cart and remains at the Martin County Jail. A second suspect was also captured and charged. Mr. Inman later told police he took the cart because he thought he could make a faster getaway.
What a dumbass.
Well, the nigger can probably run faster than that golf cart anyways.
He probably can.
Niggers.
So I guess he was out clubbing.
I'm going to the club.
I wish them dudes would have beat the shit out of him with some clubs.
Yeah, that would have been great.
You know how they like the golfers on the driving range when the dude in the ball picker upper tractor drives around, they all try to nail him?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do that as niggers driving away, just like machine gun him with golf balls.
That sounds like a great video game.
It's like Angry Birds, but with niggers.
Actually, you know, this sounds like something that happened in Grand Theft Auto.
You know, because you're always getting chased by, you know, like the police and everything, and you can steal a golf cart in that game.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's part of San Andreas. I think it was the one where it kind of basically starts out that way. Like, you've got to make an escape. You got to kill these guys and get in a golf cart and get the hell out of there.
And then upgrade from there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, get a car, helicopter. I've only ever seen that game once.
It's fun. It's ridiculously fun. I hate to admit how much I like that whole franchise. Because it's violent as hell.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was watching my buddy's nephew was playing it one weekend. We were over there. I guess you can buy shit and steal shit and kill people.
Yeah.
He had like a helicopter and a jet plane.
Oh, yeah. You can steal, like, cop tanks and everything. But I used to think that video games did not influence our behavior in real life until Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, and I would play it for hours. And I just bought a brand new SUV back then. And then I'd like stop playing the game and I'd get in my SUV in real life and my driving habits would just go straight to hell. I'd drive over stuff and cut through people's yards.
Oh, that's fucked up. Dude just had his lawn manicured and here comes DJ doing Brody's on it.
It was so much that I would hear sirens, not for me, of course. I would just hear sirens while I'm driving and I'll think, okay, that guy's only got one star. He's going to be okay.
This is Bottle of Hate, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio. Hi, this is SC Anemia, and you're listening to the best damn radio show on the net, Chip Out Radio.
Okay, I got one here for you from Africa.
Oh, those are always the best ones.
Straight from Kenya. It's probably a relative of O'Butthole.
Yeah, probably.
Or Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Okay, a schoolgirl in Kenya reportedly died by suicide last week after a teacher allegedly period shamed her for bleeding through her pants and kicked her out of class.
So the teacher was like, can anybody tell me what type of punctuation comes at the end of a sentence? And then the sow points to her crotch and goes, a period.
Jacqueline Chepinjeno, 14, reportedly got her period for the first time last Friday. Wow, at 14?
For a nigger?
That's like grandma territory age.
Probably because when she was supposed to get it, she was already pregnant like three times in a row, starting at age 11.
Anyways, while attending school in Kabiangek, a region in southwestern Kenya, local outlet The Daily Nation reported, the girl did not have a sanitary pad readily available and bled through her pants, her mother, Beatrice Koch, said. Wow. They do the same thing in Africa. Mammy's got a different name than the child.
I don't see why niggers don't just give each other numbers. Well, they can't count. That wouldn't work.
They can't count.
That would not work. I mean, they give each other the same number anyway. Hey, 11. No, that's me. I'm 11.
No, they can't go past 10. Well, they can go up to 20 because they got two sets of paws.
I think they would stick around 11 because that's how many herbs and spices are in the Colonel's chicken recipe.
Is it 11 or 13?
I thought it was 11.
I don't know. I haven't had Kentucky Fried Chicken in probably 10 years.
I haven't either. When I was a kid, that was the best stuff in the world, and then they changed it. Now it's just gross.
Yeah. Well, they got bought up by a big conglomerate.
Yeah, so they probably got rid of whatever was, like, really expensive and tasty. You know, whatever of those 11 spices, or 13. Maybe it was 13. Maybe now it's 11. Who knows?
They cheaped out. They cut two spices to save a couple pennies.
They were probably actually vitamins, but niggers didn't like them, so they called them spices and took them out.
All right, so Mammy, coach, told the Daily Nation that the teacher taunted her daughter for getting her period and called her dirty. She had nothing to use as a pad. When the blood stained her clothes, she was told to leave the classroom and stand outside, Coke said.
Couldn't she just, like, roll up a sock and stick it in there?
Well, my thought was, niggers are so good at picking cotton, you think they'd have bales of it laying around.
You know what happens if you do that? You get toxic sock syndrome. Niggers don't have socks. What am I saying?
I know. They barely have shoes.
Yeah. And you can't really take, like, a crushed 2-liter sandal and stick that up there.
Gross. Well, they could shave off some of the nappy wool they got on top of their head. Maybe wad it up and show that.
What else are you going to use if you live in the fucking desert of Africa? What are you going to take a cactus? Maybe that's why she's bleeding in the first place.
Yeah, shove an old T-shirt up, leave the sleeve hanging out so you can retrieve it.
Maybe that's how they invented tie-dyeing.
Ew.
No.
Oh.
No. So what happened?
Well, local police told BBC the girl's death is currently under investigation. Female members of parliament came together on Wednesday to protest at the Ministry of Education in the wake of the girl's death. And they had a minor chimp out over this. Chipageno's suicide set off protests outside of the school on Tuesday, with over 200 parents demanding that the female teacher who allegedly shamed the girl be punished. Five people were arrested after police used tear gas to defend protesters, the Daily Nation reported. Due to protests, the school has been temporarily closed.
I didn't know they had tear gas in Africa.
It's probably like surplus that's expired.
It's probably Gencom. That'll bring a tear to your eyes.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Niggers can't even follow rules. Kenya passed a law in 2017 requiring all schools to provide free menstrual products to female students to ensure they are able to attend school while on their periods.
Oh.
School wasn't even following their own policy.
No. That's terrible.
The program, however, is still not rolled out completely, according to local reports. A 2014 UN report. We have to have a UN report on niggers having periods in Africa. Estimated that 1 in 10 girls in sub-Saharan Africa miss school during their menstrual cycles.
Wow.
How much you want to bet the libtards take up like a Live Aid thing to give all these niggers Kotex?
Tamp-Aid? So if 1 in 10 sows of that age stay home during their period, that means 90% of them don't. They just go to school and bleed all over the place.
Yeah. Or they're pregnant, so they're not getting periods.
True. Or they're so emaciated. I mean, this is Africa.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they're collecting it and recycling it.
They just let the flies clean it up.
The maggots. The maggots eat it up. Everything's good. It's all natural. Wow.
Niggers still don't even have female hygiene. Like, not even, I wouldn't say under control, not even, like, close to being under control.
They probably don't even have running water. So any kind of hygiene is just not going to happen. And they piss and shit in their own water supply anyways.
Yeah, all the wells that all the Whitey Do-Gooder missionaries went over there and dug for them. They scrapped pipes and then they...
Yeah.
Well, we ain't got no water.
I knew a missionary that was in Liberia during the whole outbreak of Ebola, and he came back to the States to ride it out so he and his family wouldn't get it. And I was asking him, like, what are things like over there and why is it spreading and all that? And he said that it's mostly Muslims over there and that a big part of their culture is eating things. They have some word for it, like if you eat it, it'll become part of you. Like in their Muslim schools, they have to write something on a piece of paper and then eat it. And then when, like, a Muslim leader dies, they pour water over the body, and then everybody has to come and drink that water.
Oh.
And that's why Ebola is just spreading all over. I mean, can you imagine?
Well, I think we should encourage that practice even more.
What he didn't say is that they probably, like, stoke a fire underneath it and add some vegetables and some salt. Stew them up good.
Throw some carrots and some potatoes and some celery on it.
Man, you notice how nigger stories from Africa always end up disgusting?
Well, yeah. They are a disgusting, unsanitary, filthy animal.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they had plenty of sanitary napkins, but they were using them for some unintended purpose, like a drug, like they were smoking them or something.
They probably smoke them after they're used. They're probably using it like in the auto mechanic shops as like oil absorbent pads for leaky cars.
Oh, maybe that's where blunts came from, like the word blunt, like... What you got there? Well, you want me to be blunt? Don't tell me what we're smoking. Just pass it over here.
Actually, they say keeping maxi pads around is good because you can use them as bandages.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, and I know people have been creative with them. There was a.
I don't really want to walk around with a maxi pad duct tape to my forehead though if I get a cut.
Could be worse. I can't stop thinking about women's panties. Why? Is that because I got this thing on my forehead? I was having a problem with, like, I gained some weight some time back and, like, my thighs were rubbing against each other and I was on my feet for 12 hours a day. I was actually thinking about getting some of those and, like, putting them on my legs so that I wouldn't chafe. It could work. You don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't do it, though.
I don't know. They're pretty thick.
Yeah, I would get the super absorbent ones, I guess, with the wings or whatever.
I'd go with some moleskin or something.
Moleskin?
Yeah.
Mole?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm in shock. What are you talking about?
It's you use it for like calluses and blisters and stuff. It's I don't know what it's made out of. It's kind of leathery and it's adhesive on the back. So if you get a blister, you cut out a little square. And then you cut a circle out.
Yeah.
And you put that blister so that it raises up.
Yeah.
So you don't rub the blister.
Never heard of it. It's got to be a West Coast thing.
I don't know. We've been using it since I was a kid and Boy Scouts.
Well, that doesn't mean it made it this far east. Dr. Scholl's moleskin. Oh, yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, this is almost like a public service announcement.
Yeah, I use it when I go snowboarding because I get a toe that gets chafed real bad in my snowboard boots.
Yeah.
So I wrap my toe up in that before I go, and it, man, saves the day.
Wow. That's so much smarter than maxi pads.
Probably cheaper, too.
I don't know. Never had to buy them, either. Hey, let's give Ted a call.
All right. I got his number. Let's bring him up.
All right.
This is AFN Weasel. When I'm not bashing filthy niggers on Chip Out, I'm listening to Chip Out Radio.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Ted!
Hey, how's it going, Ted?
What's new in the world of niggers?
Well, I can tell you they have not evolved since the last time we spoke.
Well, you know, evolution is a myth anyway. Niggers are space waste, you know? We kind of figured that out a long time ago, that that the aliens came and they dumped their septic tanks on Africa. And next thing you know, we were fucking, you know.
It landed on some monkeys and gave us retarded monkeys.
Yeah, well, yeah, it hurt them. Well, it gave them the AIDS, and then the niggers, you know, sprouted up out of the fucking ground and started fucking the apes. And yeah. I thought that was common knowledge. This evolution shit is, there's no way any of us came from niggers.
No.
That's all there is to it. But, yeah, it's good to be around. It's good to see the radio show back.
We're having a lot of fun with it, too. It's just like old times.
It's definitely been missed. Yeah, the contest, that was good fun. It's tough finding mugshots. There's so many of them, but it the best ones have all been used, you know. They're easy to find. But, you know, I started watching the live PD, and I'm like, Jesus, this is a fucking gold mine here. I just... I hit the pause button and snap pictures on my cell phone and then throw them on Photoshop and resize them and post them. And they're just that one nigger I got there was he had the hair.
Yep.
He had the afro. He had the nose. He had the lips.
The lips.
He was dark.
He was evil.
He was evil. He got his face ground into the dirt, so he was filthy. You know, he's perfect. But it wasn't a mugshot yet. You know, that's where that was.
Right.
You know, they don't show that on the live PD, unfortunately, but that was coming next. Yeah, that's where he was headed. They threw him in the fucking car. I think they had to pick him up. They had to chain his legs together and pick him up because he was kicking. And they threw him in the fucking back of the cop car, slammed the door on him because he was just, he didn't do nothing. I'm telling you, I didn't do nothing.
They never
do. It's amazing how they actually say that.
They do. Oh, they say the same things. This is crazy. This is crazy.
I was just sitting here minding my own business. And this guy asked me to move his car.
So I broke the window and...
I moved it.
Then I moved the motherfucker to my yard.
And then I stole the stereo out of it.
He said I could have it. He gave it to me. He gave me this car. These ain't my pants.
Oh, I love that one.
No, these are my cousin's pants.
My cousin's pants. And that wasn't in my pocket.
They're like little kids lying to their parents when the parent knows damn well that the kid is guilty.
Oh, really?
That's
it in a nutshell, you know? They haven't grown past 4 or 5 years old. They're still...
I was going to say third grade, but that's pretty close.
Well, that's third grade. They're like 18.
It's an 8-year-old in a gorilla's body. That's terrifying. Think about that.
Yeah. Really, and it's not fair to the gorillas.
No, because gorillas are peaceful.
Well, yeah, gorillas, seriously. I mean, gorillas don't want to drive. They don't want, you know, all these things that niggers are so attracted to, all the bling, you know, the shiny things, you know, the hoopty wheels and all of that. You just can't compare niggers to apes because the apes have them, you know, by a landslide. Niggers are, they're waste. They're just waste products, that's all. We need to turn NASA back on, get those space shuttles up, and start packing these niggers into the space shuttles and sending them to the sun. That's the only way to get rid of niggers once and for all, because some fucking bleeding heart's going to go get them. Where if we send them anywhere on this planet, somebody's going to go get them and bring them back. They always do.
We can, like, funnel them down into the Kilauea. That's an active volcano. It's going to stink the fuck out of the Pacific, but, you know, we'll be rid of it.
I think it's a better idea than sending them to the sun, because if you send them to the sun, they're just going to steal the copper and turn it off.
Yeah, we'll have a record year for sunspots, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, I suppose that's something we should consider. Maybe just Pluto or something, or Saturn.
Yeah, because they'll start a grease fire on the sun and... Like global warming shit will be true, yeah.
Really, yeah. It'd be fucking everything will heat up then. You're right. All right, yeah. I'll figure that one out again then. Outer space. They got to go into space then. That's but they got to go out there somewhere. They got to go up and burn up. That's it.
We can't send them to outer space. And here's my logic on this. If some alien spacecraft comes by and picks up a ship full of niggers and finds out where they came from, they're just going to vaporize the entire fucking planet. They're going to be like, no, if this is what lives there, this fucking planet is done.
See, there's no solution. There's just no solution. Once
you can't win with fucking niggers ever.
No.
You know how in the science fiction movies they always have space in coordinates, you know, like section G7 and this and that? Wouldn't it be funny if there was a section 8? On the intergalactic scale, and it was like where niggers come from?
It's probably where they come from.
It's very
probably is.
That's, you know, that's how all these sayings come into being. It's from real life shit, you know? So Section 8 could be where they're from. They're definitely not of this planet, and they're not human.
Well, they're smelly and they're brown, so they probably came out of Uranus.
Well, why don't we send them back? We can send them back to Uranus and just be done with them. You got to get them off the planet. That's the only way to get. That's the only way to do away with them. But yeah, like we said, you know, they just keep coming back. So,
you know, if this was a movie, a science fiction movie, it's like the last pure white people would escape a nigger overrun planet, right? And they would get in the last escape pod, and like the hero and the love interest would go, and then you know, like at the end of the movie to set it up for a sequel, when they land on the new planet, it would turn out that the woman was pregnant with a nigger baby.
Oh.
It'd be like a horrible ending. Ah!
Like the end of Planet of the Apes, right?
Exactly. Or the beginning, if you want to look at it that way.
This is Odin's Balls, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the net.
It used to be, back when I was younger and work was a lot whiter, you know, every once in a while, some broad would show up that you wanted to nail. And now all we get are these enormous niggers, these sows. They all have wigs. They all have, like, gigantic asses.
Sure.
And they're just so repulsive. And they're everywhere. And they're all the same, too. They're all disgusting.
Yeah.
The littler ones have, like, fucked up faces, like, you know, like they've been beaten up with a golf shoe, you know?
You know what? I noticed that the other day, because I'm at this job site in Berkeley, and the parking garage we use has nigger security guards, and there's a couple gigantic she-boons, but the little skinny one that has actually, you know, kind of a decent body, her face is just cratered up like a crack hole.
Yeah, we got a lot of them, and they have a look on them too, like they're fucking gang, you know, gangster girlfriends, you know. I don't know. This is what I'm surrounded by now. You never saw the picture I have of the Shibun at work bending over. Did you see that one?
Yeah, you texted it to me.
Did I?
Yeah.
With the crack?
Yeah. You sent that one to me, and I was just like, I'm not even going to reply to that one.
Yeah, she's my shop steward.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't have any grievances. My only grievance is having a look at that shit. You know, and it's kind of a code now. Whenever she's wearing something that's the shirt's gonna creep up and the pants are gonna creep down like that.
Yeah.
We always refer to it as it's coming out.
It's coming out.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah. That's a regular occurrence.
She's got plumber's crack. She's not even a plumber.
She's not even human, though. I mean, she gets down even farther than that, and the pants go down even farther. But I can't be too blatant about taking pictures of it, because, you know, you just look at it, you know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
She's going to the lower edge every day. She does this because she has to get new labels for her, whatever it is she's pretending to do.
Why doesn't she just put the labels on a higher shelf?
Well, they're in a rack, so they're all labeled.
Okay.
And what she chooses to work on is always that bottom row. So we're all subjected to that fucking hideous monster. She's just disgusting. But she's just like one of a dozen of them. They come, they stroll by. They work in the automation, which is on the other side of where I work. So I see them all going to break, which is what they do most. And I watch them parade by. It's like a YouTube video, you know, at a IHOP. You know, it's just a bunch of fucking sows walking by. I did take some good screenshots of Live PD, though. Did you see that I posted?
I love that show, though.
It's a gold mine if you can, you know, pause the show on some of these niggers. I got one here I just brought up.
That show is golden because they can't edit it like Cops. So
right.
So you get the straight-up nigger bullshit.
Yeah, the real stuff. That's the same nigger I posted. But I got another shot of him laying on the ground when he was on the ground. because he was being too mouthy. He was sitting up there with his handcuffs on, screaming, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. And there was like a teenage white girl that was screaming at him. He did something to her. She was a mud shark anyway, but he was doing something to piss her off, fucking with her grandfather or something. I don't know. And then the cops came in. All that shit on the side of his face is where they rubbed his face in the dirt when they were putting the handcuffs on him.
Nice.
The whole side of his head is all caked with sand. I don't even know where that was. I forget.
So I guess now he's a sand nigger.
Yeah, in the truest form. Yeah. I think that was a Louisiana. Live PD is great. Whenever they're in South Carolina, it's all niggers and drugs at the convenience stores.
Yeah. Yep.
And in Louisiana, it's just niggers fighting with other niggers, and that's what this one was.
So what's the deal with the show? It's live? It's actually live, or is it edited, or what's the deal?
No, it's live. They go to like six or eight police departments, and they got camera crews riding around with them, and they just switch back and forth, whoever's got the juiciest action.
This is 24 hours a day, or?
No, they film during the week, but the show is actually on live on Friday and Saturday nights from 9 to midnight. It's live.
Yeah.
I can't edit it, you know, it's live. So, you know, shit happens. It really is amazing to me how these cops can smell them, you know. They pull a car over for a license plate light being out or not signaling a lane change. And you're like, oh, why the fuck are they pulling this guy over for that? And then the next thing you know, they're pulling bags of dope out of the car and the dog's thrown through it. And then, you know, this nigger's on his face in the dirt, the handcuffs on. One of them even took off running with the handcuffs on.
Wow.
You haven't seen the show, DJ?
I don't have a TV.
Oh, never mind.
I didn't even have electricity until about 4 hours ago.
Okay, never mind. It's a really good show. It's like Cops used to be, but it's live. I mean, we all know Cops is edited to make niggers not look quite as bad as they are.
Right.
But this is like straight up raw footage.
They can't edit it out. They can cut away if they want, but the show's so popular that I think, you know, they don't even like cutting away anymore because you love watching these guys having a these niggers just take off running. I don't know where they think they're going. You know, they jump out of a fucking car. They lead them on a high speed pursuit, and then they crash and they jump out of the fucking car and start running like they're going to get away. And they already even know who they are, you know, because they got the car.
Right.
But these niggers they're just so stupid. And in South Carolina, you know, the Richland County. It's always niggers in South Carolina, always.
And they're always getting arrested, so it's almost like Chimp Out has their own station. Like, if we had a TV show, that's what it would be, niggers getting arrested and beat up.
Yeah. Exactly. And the cops all know these niggers. You know, they've seen them before. They've dealt with
them. Oh, yeah. They've probably arrested them five times each.
Yeah, they get them at the same, you know, the same motels. They're always at the motels in the parking lot, you know, and there's always drugs and the meth, the heroin, and the pot. They love the pot, boy. They love the weed. I just got a little bit of weed. Yeah, it's...
You know, I wonder if these niggers have caught on that if they commit a crime on Friday night between, like, 9 and 11 p.m., they're going to get on TV, and then maybe they can try to one-up each other by being bigger niggers and trying to do some daring escape. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know about that. They're
too stupid to come up with that good of a scenario.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. I can't wait to get home from work.
Hey, this is SC Anemia, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Ted, what'd you think about being on Chimp Out Radio?
Great, just like the old days, you know. We got to get some of these other guys on there, though. We got a lot of members out there that haven't had their shot yet.
Ted, who would you like to nominate to see if we can get them on the next episode?
Oh, let's see. Well, the organ grinder's on. Ice the Diva's on a lot.
I'd like to see Ice the Diva on. I think she's the only female member we have.
I think she is, too, be honest with you. They're just far and few between, unless they're not talking. Haywood. Haywood was an old-timer. He was.
Yeah, we could get Haywood on.
Sure.
He was from the old Chimp Out.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should get Mind Evolved on.
Definitely.
That would be good.
He's one of our newest admins. Yeah, he's never been on the show. And I've talked to him a few times. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I like him. I've talked to him, too. I'd say get him on.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, give him a holler. Maybe he can hear us on the radio show talking about him, and and he'll come. All right, you guys, take it easy. It was good talking to you.
All right, thanks, Ted. All right,
thanks, Ted. We'll see you.
All righty. We'll see you later.
This is Witch Doctor. And when I'm not paying my hard-earned taxes for all the lazy, useless welfare niggers out there, I'm listening to Chimp Eye Radio.
Doing pretty good. Hey, you know, we've got some winners to announce from that contest we did.
Yes, we do.
Let's refresh what the whole contest was about.
Okay, we were doing a nigger mugshot scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And we picked five categories of fucked up niggerness.
Okay.
And we had to go find the best or worst of every category.
What were the categories?
Categories we had were biggest nose, biggest lips, biggest afro, evilest looking nigger, and the darkest black hole nigger you could find. Except for, I'm the niggest guy. He was off limits.
I don't even know what that guy is.
He's in the Nigger Hall of Fame already. Besides, he hasn't been arrested. He wasn't a mugshot.
That's true. Although that is quite a mug he's got. You know, looking at that picture, I'm looking at it right now. The I are the niggest nigger. And it looks like he's got to be Africa or something, because I see the mountains in the background.
But if you look in his mouth,
yeah,
you don't even see like white teeth. It's a blacker hole.
No, that's a Photoshop. The original shows his teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody blanked him out. I don't know why.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep. He's really fucking weird looking too.
Yeah, he is.
He almost looks like a cartoon, like. I don't know.
How would you like the Democrats to import that and move it in next door to you on your dime?
Oh, jeez. You know, we see so many Somalicoons around here in New England. Not so much in New Hampshire, but you see them in, like, Massachusetts all the time.
I did not know that. I thought they took every single one of them and threw them in Minnesota.
Maybe these are lost, because I always see them walking down the street, you know. And there was one. She was dressed in purple, and this was on a Sunday, and she was walking. This was in New Hampshire. She was probably walking a good 12 miles, and she was like purple from head to toe, and she was dressed up in all the Muslim shit, you know, and she was fat, and she looked like Grimace from McDonaldland. And she actually showed up at my church, and I was like, that's Grimace. And then she, you know, like, we gave her food and water and stuff, because we figured she was hungry and thirsty from all that walking. And We should have offered her a McDonaldland shake, now that I think about it. Here you go, Grimace. We know you like those.
Was it that time of the year you could have gave her a shamrock shake?
Oh, man. I wanted to shake her with a shamrock. She was so obnoxious. And, you know, like, we were nice to her. And then she was just, like, telling us that we were wrong and, you know, trying to say that, you know, the Quran was more reliable than the Bible. And we were just like, oh, okay. That's nice. Why are you here?
Why didn't you just escort her out of there?
I wasn't even a member. This was a few years ago. I was still basically a visitor, and they were nice to her, and then nobody ever saw her again. Ever. 3 years have gone, and I don't know what happened to Grimace.
God, what is with niggers? She's going to be Muslim and walk 12 miles to go into church and talk some shit to white people.
I know. She could have stayed in Africa and done that.
Yeah.
She got on the internet and talked shit that way. Save us a lot of work. Oh, well.
But, hey, we got some winners. Do you want to announce who they are?
Yeah, we've got winners. Five contests means five winners, and five people are going to get the coveted Chimp Out Radio Contest Award. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, the biggest Afro nigger, who won?
That one, Newspot determined that Ice the Diva had the biggest nappy Afro.
The nigger that she found.
Yeah, the nigger mugshot she had. So congrats to Ice the Diva and the biggest Afro.
Well done. And I know that we've got a contest for biggest lips. That's got to be hard, finding the nigger with the biggest lips.
Yeah, I mean, unless you had a ruler or some calipers.
Calipers. A couple of verniers.
Exactly. You need something that go up to, you know, like a foot and a half. But biggest lips, Ted aced that category.
Very nice. Yeah, Ted, that's fantastic. Those are some gigantic nigger lips. What happened to that nigger anyway? He was burning a fire, I guess.
Either that or some other nigger napalmed him.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's a survivor of ghetto lobster.
Or acid attack. You know how they love boiling water, acid, boiling grit. You never know.
Yeah, nigger napalm. They use whatever they can get their paws on. Damn, that is one scary looking nigger. And it's like his nose didn't burn. That's weird.
I wonder why that is.
It's prosthetic, probably. He probably burned his nose off. And they just took, like, it looks like they took nose and lips off of a Mr. Potato Head, and they just stuck them on the nigger's face. What the fuck, man? That is one weird looking nigger, man. What the fuck? He looks like a doll.
I don't know. And he's actually got a black eye, too.
Yeah, how did that happen?
He got a blacker eye.
And swollen lips. What the fuck? That's a weird nigger, man. Look at his hair. It looks like rope. Looks like just like a rope, like a rag doll or something that somebody burned in fire and it melted. Like it started off as like a normal doll, like a white doll, and then they put it in fire and it just melted and turned
into
that.
Looking at it though, it's got to be a wig, because as burned as he is, he'd have no hair follicles left. It would have killed him.
Yeah, you're right. And if you look at the top, you can see a spot where it's whiter, like his skin is lighter. That probably is a wig.
So why would he do a dreadlock wig?
What else is he gonna do? I mean. What do you do with a face like that? Nothing else would look. He would actually look better bald.
Yeah.
He would. He would look scarier.
I don't know. He's not too smart because, you know, obviously he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
When you look as unique as that, you stick out like a sore thumb. You're not going to get away with shit.
Exactly.
So he's not too bright of a nigger.
Unless maybe that's what the prosthetic nose and the wig are all about. Like he can do like Michael Jackson and change his appearance instantly. Doom, doom, by changing out the nose. He's like Mr. Nigger Potato Head.
He snaps a new set of lips in.
It looks like he did that. It looks like the ones he got are upside down because his upper lip is bigger than the lower one. He was in a hurry. He's like, oh, are you taking a picture? Hold on. I got to put these lips in them.
Do I look fine? Do I look cool?
You look great. Click.
Get in the box.
Yeah. Get back in your Mr. Potato Head box.
No, get in the box. The jail cell.
That too.
Judge will see you next Monday.
But what's weird about that particular one, it looks like somebody photoshopped the whole scale behind them, like it's supposed to show you like how tall they are, you know, what it shows the inches.
Like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, it says he's like 6'8", almost 7 feet tall. But if you use that as a guide, like if that was real, then his lips would be about 6 inches in height.
I told you you'd need some big calipers.
Yeah, that is one ugly nigger, man. Holy shit.
This is Buck Simeon, and you are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
you took part in this. I mean, like, you and I are exempt from winning, obviously, but, I mean, you, like, you went through some page after page like I did of nigger mugshots, right?
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get lost in it. It's kind of weird. You notice that they're all, like, even by nigger standards, they're all really ugly. You know who found some really good ones was Crackajack.
Yeah, he did.
Did he win anything? Yeah.
He did win a category.
Which one?
He won for the biggest nose or the widest nose.
All right. Good job.
Yeah, so Crackajack got a nigger. And, well, I wouldn't say his nose is the widest ever. You could park a bus in each nostril.
They're fucking huge.
So he won on a technicality there. I mean, you hear the term double barrel shotgun nose.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
12 gauge nig nose.
Yeah. You could park two cars in that fucker.
But what's weird is, like, he posted two of them, two different niggers. But they look like the same nigger.
Well, the nose is pretty similar.
Yeah, I know. And if like, the nigger on the bottom made the expression that the nigger on the top had, went like, with his face like, you could pass for the same nigger, except for the neck tattoos.
I don't know. The nigger up top got bigger lips, though.
Yeah, he does. But that could be...
And he's got the pink lips instead of the fucking black lips.
You know, that's weird. Why do some of them have black lips and some of them have pink lips? That's weird.
I have no idea.
Do you think some of the sows that have black lips paint their lips with lipstick so that they don't have black lips?
I have no idea, man. I don't want to know. It's funny how some niggers have pink lips and, like, super white hands, and they're darker than shit.
Isn't that weird? And what's with their hands and their feet being, like, looking human, white?
Well, that way when they stick their hand out to get handouts, it looks like a white hand.
So you don't have to touch the black part if you give them money?
When you're giving them change, you don't throw up.
Anyway. The contest!
Right. Yeah, we got a couple more winners here.
Okay, so that was Crackajack 1 for the biggest nose. That's fantastic. Good job.
Yep. Congrats, Crackajack.
What about the evil nigger?
Evilest nigger. Buck Simeon took that one.
Definitely.
Blonde, almost albino-looking nigger with the blonde, nasty, dirty, filthy dreadlocks. Yep. Congrats. Good find.
Excellent find.
Looking at that thing makes me want to puke.
I'd arrest that thing just because it looks guilty.
Yeah, you know what? If we had a contest like you were just talking about, the nastiest, smelliest nigger, that guy would win just on looks.
Yeah.
That just looked filthy.
He looks filthy. And it's just creepy seeing a nigger with white skin.
Yeah.
And nigger features. It's just wrong.
And you know what? He's probably, like, really pale albino.
Yeah.
But he hasn't bathed in 6 months, so he's got a little bit of a tan to him.
He looks like he's just... like he just wants to either kill or die.
No, he wants to kill.
He wants to kill.
He wants to kill white people because he can't really be one.
Yeah, that's true. And nobody's going to accept him. I mean, nobody's going to want to be friends with that thing. And the niggers aren't going to accept it. He should just paint his skin black with spray paint or something and just pretend to be a regular nigger.
Well, you know, he could probably go to a newspaper or a printing outlet. And let's, like, nosedive into their big old vat of black ink. And, you know, squeeze himself off a little bit. He'd be a regular nigger again.
Yeah. But he's got, like, white lips. We're back to the white-black lip thing. You think he should paint his lips also?
Spray paint those bright pink.
Yeah, I mean, would he paint them pink or would he paint them black? I mean, do you think niggers, like, do they make a distinction between ones that have pink lips and ones that have black lips?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I never even noticed it until now.
When I was in the service, I was stationed in Korea, and we had this nigger, and he was kind of pale like this guy.
Yeah.
But his skin and his hair was orange. Weird. And the other niggers used to fuck with this guy so bad. And the white dudes would laugh at him, too, and talk shit to him. Hey, man, what's up, orangey? But the niggers would ride him even harder than we did. But he was fucking orange.
Why? Why is he orange?
He was enough of a mulatto half-breed, it just, the way his skin, he was orange and freckled, but his afro was orange. It was like almost Bozo the Clown orange.
Kind of like the nigger in this picture. Maybe that's him.
No, that ain't him. This nigger had like dark freckles.
Niggers with freckles, man, that's creepy. That shouldn't happen.
Well,
something about it
shouldn't happen, but
yeah. But you know, somebody told me once that in Africa, if niggers are out in the sun too long and they start getting like sunstroke, brain damage, it turns their hair orange. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. They told me that a long time ago, and I think it was actually a doctor that told me that. Because they would, no, it was like a missionary or something, because they would have to tell people, you should just go in the shade for a while, because, you know, like, they were getting more and more orange hair.
Wonder if the sun bleaches the nigger out of them.
I don't know, but their hair turns orange when they soak it in cow piss also, so who fucking knows?
Yeah, they're probably all soaked in cow piss.
Probably. That probably still doesn't smell as bad as patchouli. I hate that stuff.
I'm working in Berkeley this month.
Oh.
But luckily, I'm quite a bit away from the university, so I don't have to smell that shit all day.
Oh. What is it about rich kids that have to smell like that crap?
I don't know. My wife hates that, too. She's like, oh, I smell fucking patchouli. Gross.
It's horrible. And I was reading up on it just to find out what the hell it is.
Isn't it Indian?
Yeah, it's the oil from some plant, and supposedly putting it on is a cure for depression. But I'm like, how the fuck would that not... I mean, that's not going to cheer you up. It's going to make you feel shittier. It'll depress everybody around you that has to smell it, and then by default, you'll be less depressed than they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Patchouli. It's even got a stupid name. It makes you sound like you're spitting. Like, patchouli. Fucking...
All the hippie chicks in Berkeley wear that crap.
God damn, man. It's because it's the only smell more powerful than the smell of a hippie's body odor.
Yeah, I think you got something there.
Nothing else will mask it.
Gotta love them hairy armpit chicks.
I hate that shit. The hairy legs and the armpits. And they always make sure that you can see it, too.
They always show
they're proud of it.
Yep.
And they're hoping that you'll look at it and go, ugh! Gross.
It's like somebody with a tattoo. They always make sure it's exposed.
Yeah, like somebody gives a fuck about it. Gross. You know, and if it's on a really nasty chick, that's one thing. But if it's on a really pretty one, then all of a sudden they raise their arm and like, oh,
why did you ruin it?
I know.
So we got one more category.
Yeah, what is it?
The darkest, most black hole nigger.
Oh, so dark that light can't even escape.
Right.
Who won this one?
Rape Ape got that one.
Rape Ape, very nicely done.
I mean, there was a couple darker niggers. Witch Doctor put one up, but it wasn't a mugshot, so he was DQ'd.
You know the one that Witch Doctor did was so dark, I actually thought that it was... I opened it up in a photo editing software to see if like maybe somebody was just messing with the contrast and the brightness and all that. And I thought, well, I can just like back off, you know, electronically and take the nigger... and make its features more pronounced, and then, no. I tried everything. That's actually how dark that nigger is. It's terrifying.
That nigger is blacker than black. But, alas, he's not a mugshot. I'm sure there's a mugshot of him somewhere. I mean, he's a nigger, and there's a mugshot of him somewhere.
Hi, this is Gord Rage, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Okay, Chimpers, that about wraps up episode 80. I'd like to thank all the people who participated in our nigger scavenger hunt.
And you know, it's funny because niggers basically are scavengers.
They are.
How appropriate. You always see them, like, picking through stuff looking for, like... You ever see a nigger, like, bend over and pick up a lottery ticket in the parking lot hoping that it's a winner?
Oh, yeah, because people always drop their winning lottery ticket.
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, because I'm going to leave $1,000 sitting there.
They're so dumb, they'll even take them in and get them scanned. Any of these any good, dog?
I know. And they're expired. You can't even read them anymore. No, it's not good. But yeah, we have some great winners. And winners, you need to look at your inbox because you're going to be getting a notice real soon that you have the coveted Chip Out Radio Contest Award on your profile.
All right. And some of these people got more awards than I do already.
I know.
Oh, well. People like their awards.
Yeah, they do. They're a lot of fun. So thanks to everybody that contributed. Sorry we couldn't give everybody an award, but I think we got some really good winners out of this.
Yep. Stay tuned for the next contest.
Yeah, I wonder what that's going to be.
We'll think of something.
I'm sure we will. So stay tuned because the next episode is going to be the Christmas episode. And everybody, have a great Christmas.
Oh, don't forget. Thank you, Ted, for coming on the show and helping us out the other day.
Absolutely. Ted was awesome. We got to get him back on the show real soon.
Hell yeah.
So be proud, chimpers, and don't take any shit from any niggers.
That's right.